Today is Tuesday, April 16th, 2024, and my name is Adam. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Geeky Gay. This is the show where I talk about my life 5 days a week, and you listen, and today is no different. It is National Bean Counter Day. It's also National Orchid Day, National Healthcare Decisions Day, National Wear Your Pajamas to Work Day. Oh, I missed it. And National Eggs Benedict Day. Yeah, yesterday was tax day as well. I was listening to Big Fatty earlier, and he mentioned that it was tax day, and I thought, oh, I completely forgot. Because I pay my taxes early. Well, earlier. I don't ever wait until, like, the day of or the weekend of. You know, back when I would get a refund, I would want to do it as quickly as, or as soon as possible. Because when you're young, especially, I think most people use the tax refund as a savings account. So you want to do it as quickly as you can. Like, as soon as you get your tax form from your company, you're like, oh, I'm going to file my taxes now. Oh, how much free money am I going to get? And then when you start making more money and eventually you owe taxes, which is the case for me, there could be procrastination, but, and I used to wait until I got my bonus from work because then I could take the tax out of the bonus. But now I have savings and everything built up enough that I just go ahead and pay it whenever I feel like it. I mean, I go ahead and do it whenever I have a free chance. So I did it in March, but I don't remember exactly when it was, but it's done. Is the bottom line there. So yeah, the last time that I recorded, we were at Daniel's and Zach's palatial estate. And I recorded on Friday. No, I believe I recorded Thursday. No, duh. What am I talking about? I recorded Sunday. Saturday. No, Sunday. And we talked about the first day. So the first day over at Daniel. So I'm back, by the way. I'm back at home. And you can tell that because of my audio, apparently. But anyway, so I'm back. I don't know. Daniel's, when I listen to myself on Daniel's mixer, I don't know if it's his headphones or the setting, because I would turn up the volume, but his audio sounds like I'm coming through like into the speaker, into the headphones. Sounds like I was talking through a pillowcase or something. It was very muffled and I couldn't hear myself very well. It sounds different when I post it, but for whatever reason, just hearing myself was very difficult to do. But I did. I recorded in their studio or in Daniel's studio. So I know we were talking about the first day of the trip, and I talked about the boating. So we did boating. And then for the evening, I'm trying to remember what we ate in the evening. I know for lunch, we had the restaurant with the cute boys. And then we went to, and I want to say it was in Disney Springs because we boated. And what did we eat? I cannot remember what the heck we ate the first night. So I know we had Ohana the second night with Taylor. The first night we had, I know it was good because I remember liking everything that we ate. While I was on the trip, but I can't, for the life of me, I'm struggling to remember what we had for dinner. There may be a posting somewhere. Gosh, what did we have? Well, I'm going to have to move on because I can't remember. I don't want you guys to just sit here and listen to me trying to remember what we ate for dinner. So we had dinner and then that was our Friday. And then we came back and we did the show. We had an early dinner. We had an early dinner because we had to do a show because I wanted to do the mix Friday night. And so we had dinner reservations, I believe at 6 p.m. And I cannot remember what it was. Then we did the mix. Daniel wanted to do it outside around his fire pit. And I persuaded him not to do that because it was just too much to set up. He wanted to set up cameras and lights and take a mixer out there, or, you know, the portable mixer. But even still, you got to set up all the cables and the microphones and all that kind of stuff. So we set up in his office. And I know it was at Disney Springs. Because I'm still trying to remember what the restaurant was. I know afterwards we got a cookie. I remember that because we waited in line and got a cookie from this place. But I am not remembering what the restaurant was. It is going to drive me crazy if I can't remember this. But anyway, we did the show. Nothing really to report there. Joe was on the show for a few minutes. And that was Friday. And then Saturday we got up and I think we had to leave around 10, 10:45, something like that. We went to Epcot and we parked. And then we immediately, as soon as we got into Epcot, we had fast passes. And I'm so appreciative. One thing I'm very appreciative to Daniel and Zach about is at Disney, if you don't want to be waiting in line for 2 hours per ride or something like that, you need to do these fast passes or Genie, or I don't even know what they're called, because anytime I go and I'm with Daniel and Zach, they do all that for me. So apparently they got up in the morning early and did fast passes for things. And so we rode a couple of rides. And then we had lunch plans with, I met the mythical, magical, I thought didn't really exist, Rodan and Darwin. And they were really nice. They were really nice, both of them. Darwin was super sweet. I did not know for some reason that Darwin is from Arkansas. And so that was so cool. He brought up the town that he's from, although I did not know the name of the town that he was from. He told me it was near a place that I did know. I was like, oh yeah, I know that place, but I don't know the town you're from. And we talked about that a little bit. I told him where I went to college or where I started college, where I grew up. He knew the name of the town that I grew up in, so he recognized that. So that was cool. And Rodan was nice. We had a conversation. He asked me, you know, we talked about work a little bit and what I do. I should have asked him what he does, but I, because of his podcast, like, I pretty much know what he does. He's a bigwig, right? He is a professional bigwig. And we ate in the Mexican Pavilion. And so we had, I can't remember the name of the restaurant, but it was the last time we had gone, there's a boat ride that you do through this Mexican Pavilion. And so there's a restaurant that you see when you're on this boat ride. And so the last time I was like, oh, well, that would be cool if we ate at that restaurant. And so Daniel decided to pick that restaurant. And I think Rodan likes that restaurant as well. So I had an Osso Buco and, it had a mole sauce on it. So Osso Buco is like a braised meat. I believe it was beef, but Rodan said lamb, but I don't think it was. I think it was beef. But anyway, regardless, Osso Buco is cross-cut veal shanks braised with vegetables, white wine, and broth. So there you go. But it had mole, a Mexican mole sauce with some pumpkin seeds, toasted pumpkin seeds on top of it. It had some rice. It had plantains. We had guacamole and chips, and we had some queso with the chips as well. And actually, with the guacamole, they had pork rinds, which was new. I've never had guacamole with pork rinds, but it was good. It would have been keto-friendly, I believe. And then they went with us to a couple of things. We went and saw these singers, the theater that does the American thing that I make fun of, that Mark and I both fell asleep in last time, the American Experience or something like that. They have these singers, this a cappella group, and they were good. So they perform in the outer area, which I'm there's like an outer area of the theater. It's not veranda. There's a word for it, but I can't think of what the word is. Words are escaping me today. And they perform under this dome. And so it really provides good acoustics for a cappella singing. And we also went over to Guardians of the Galaxy because we had a fast pass for that, but it had expired while we were eating lunch. Daniel and Zach thought that they would let us in anyway, because I guess normally they would. But we had a fast pass for Ratatouille, and she said, we can let you in, but we're going to have to delete your fast pass for Ratatouille. And I had never ridden Ratatouille before. And so we decided to skip Guardians, and we came back later to Guardians. And so anyway, they watched that performance with us and then walked us to Ratatouille, and then Darwin and Rodan needed to leave, but it was fun. We had a good time. I enjoyed meeting Rodan and Darwin, and that was great. I know Rodan really exists now. I've met him in person. And we did Guardians after. We did a few other rides, and it was fun. It was a good day. I got like 18,000 steps at Epcot. It was great. All right, for more episodes, you can go to geekygay.com. You can email me, adamburns.uk@gmail.com. You can call 479-221-9393. And you can find many more LGBT and LGBTQ+ friendly podcasts at pride48.com. I'll talk to you guys tomorrow. Bye, everyone.
This show is a proud member of the Pride 48 Podcasting Network. Check out more great shows at pride48.com.